This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fizzy water is in the news today. $3.2 billion worth of fizzy water, to be precise. Pepsi announced this morning it's buying SodaStream, the Israeli company that makes those make-your-own carbonated water machines that live on your countertop someplace, or maybe sometimes back in a cabinet somewhere. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what Pepsi sees in the DIY soda market.
SodaStream's been doing home carbonation since 1903. It sold pretty well overseas, but it never did that well here in the States. So about 5 years ago, SodaStream launched a campaign to reinvent itself.
Changing the world, one sip at a time.
Sorry, Coke and Pepsi.
Oh yeah, she done it. SodaStream.
That ad featuring Scarlett Johansson was supposed to run during the Super Bowl. It got rejected for calling out Coke and Pepsi directly. But the idea was simple. We don't make soda, we make sparkling water. It's healthier. David Hinkes at Technomic says the strategy didn't catch on at first, but sales of sparkling water have been soaring lately.
The consumer finally caught up to where SodaStream had previously gone.
That consumer demand has almost quadrupled SodaStream's share price. Pepsi's not alone in trying to get into the homemade beverage business. Back in 2014, Coca-Cola bought a 10% stake in Green Mountain Coffee. Alexander Esposito at Euromonitor International says people have been speculating that Pepsi would buy SodaStream for a while now.
I see this as Pepsi recognizing that sparkling water is one of those categories that is the future.
But it's not just sparkling water. Tom Perko at Bevmar Consulting says this acquisition could give Pepsi the ability to allow consumers to make their own cola at home. So whether they buy it or use a SodaStream, it brings them closer to the Pepsi brand. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.